Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us
welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Sue Glenn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, they call it Sin City, but I tell you what, as they say in New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. I say to you right here in Las Vegas, because we're not hiding undercover, that if you can make it in Las Vegas, I say to you, you are a woman or a man of God. You know, there's a lot of things that are right there in your face, so you can make wise choices. But you know, it's so funny that a lot of people call it Sin City, and they look between their fingers, hiding as they look out at themselves at what's going on here. But I tell you what, you go to other cities and it looks like, act like a duck, but it's not quacking. So we're going to get into a little bit of a conversation today. Lady Kathy is still the host today, but I had a situation is the reason that I had to bring that up today. I'm born, bred, and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I tell you what, I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And any of you that have any questions to that, you know, check with God. You don't even have to check with me. But the best answer you can get from the best person is straight from the master's mouth. So I say to you today, I'm a little heated when people have the audacity to want to know, how am I a Christian in Las Vegas, or how do you stay saved? I tell you how I stay safe. I got a daddy that has always met my needs. He's been there when nobody and nothing else was there. But outside of that, you know what? I found my satisfaction in Jesus. So I say to you, good morning again. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in, because it's going to be hot and heated as well, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, if you want to jump in and jump into the hot pot, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. I am going to actually bring in my co-host right now while I do a little bit of house cleaning now that I've had my I got on my soapbox this morning. I wanted to make sure that we have a great day, so I want you to start out, first of all, by actually grabbing a cup of coffee, some water, some tea, whatever it takes for you to be a little bit relaxed, and maybe have a side glass of water, because when you get into the hot pot, you either got to, you know, you think about that scripture where they're asking, can you at least take your finger and give me a little bit of water? Just a taste of water. Well, today, I tell you what, get some baking soda, because when you step into this hot pot today, you better have your what can actually put out the fires. We put out fires, but we also start some. In a way to make you just think. Again, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. I hope you have your coffee. And again, Lady Kathy is going to be hosting today. Former First Ladies and the legacies they left. Leaving your legacy. Who came before you? Train a child. I still love you. And again, I rise. Down and dawn with a new day. under the umbrella of my love. Lady Kathy, are you there? I guess you hear I'm a little heated today, huh?
Yes, hello. I am here, and yes, your collar is hot.
Yes, it is. You know, don't question my Christianity. There is a that's when you see who I was and who God is still working on when you cross me in that area. You know, I've earned my scars. You know what I mean? But good morning, young lady. I'm glad to have you.
Good morning.
This is your section, and I'm going to let you have it. But I'd like to discuss that next time. I'm going to write that down. How can you stay saved in Las Vegas? My God. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And the other thing is we got churches on every corner. Really? Not casinos. They're on Las Vegas Boulevard. Come on. Go ahead, Lady Kathy. I'm back. I'm calm now.
Well, you know what? They could question my Christianity all day long, and they will find the answer for themselves. Yes?
Hello.
She is saved. This is just another city that I live in. That doesn't live in me. The greater one lives on the inside.
Hello.
Of me. It doesn't matter where
great
I am.
Is he?
France,
yeah.
Chicago, great. Down south. I am going to
France, Italy.
Lifestyle.
They didn't complain then.
Absolutely. My lifestyle is not conducive upon the environment in which I'm in. It is conducive upon the life that I live, regardless of where I am. So I love my critics because they examine it and they still come up with the same answer that they were given. Yes, she is saved. And if I wasn't saved, I'd say that too. You know?
Exactly.
People often
that
say,
forward,
you know, how do y'all live out
that
sin? It don't bother me. I don't live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So God is good, you know. And if you can stay saved in Vegas, well, you are really
hello.
Saved.
Hello. Those that come
to
how about those that tip in and hide and do what they got to do? Hello.
Oh, you know we've seen them.
Yeah. Hello.
We have seen them.
Oh yeah.
And you know I worked at the airport, so I saw them all the time.
Uh-huh.
What you doing?
Hello.
Here?
Exactly.
And when
all right,
we're going
to go ahead and get
seen,
into
it. Flies.
Yeah, right? Put your hats down and stuff, right? Really? No, lift your hat now. Come on. That's not the one you wore in church. Stop it. Okay, let's get into the conversation. Former first ladies and the legacies they left. But we're going to do that show. We're doing that starting with we got our Dr. Phil coming on next week. So she's actually waiting to hear from you, if you don't mind. But Judith Hilton will be with us next week. I'd like for you to go ahead and take your show back because, you know, as you see, I was on my soapbox and it was about four boxes on top of each other. Go for it, Mama. Former first lady.
We're
not
worried
about it
because they also question Jesus, so we're on the right track.
Girl, I'm not worried about it. Greater is he that is in me than he and
that's
they
right.
that are in the world.
There
thank
you.
Go ahead.
Go,
you got
go,
it, Mama.
Follow
turn
me.
Your show back up.
You know, God is so good this morning, though. It's just good to see that you are living among the land of the living and you're breathing, and God is good. It's been we had a trying weekend. We had an attempted, I suppose, an attempted home invasion about 2:30 in the morning on Saturday, which woke us up with a start. But we're covered. We're covered in the blood of Jesus. So.
Exactly.
No weapon is formed against us shall prosper. And so today we're going to talk about former first ladies and the legacy that they left. And I've had the opportunity to be in the presence of a lot of them. And one thing I noticed about them is that the hurt, the pain, you said last week there's an emptiness, a void that is left when you're no longer in that position, especially if you've been there in the trenches and you had your sleeves rolled up with everybody else and doing the work to bring it forth. And then it seems as though former first ladies are ostracized,
uh-huh.
Over there. Yeah, it seems that they're ostracized after they leave. And oftentimes it's none of their fault that they're no longer there. There could have been circumstances that arose that caused them to have to leave. But that was their baby. And you mentioned that a couple of times last week. That was their baby. And so now they feel like they've let their baby down, you know, because you have a problem with the people in the church. We have a camaraderie with them. We watch them grow. A lot of times we brought them into the church, and they've gotten saved under our ministry. And so now you have to walk away from that, and it's a different world for you, because if you're like myself, and most of us ladies that I know are, that's your whole life. You know, you've dedicated your life to being in the ministry, to building the ministry, to building alongside with the man of God, to bring the ministry forth, and to sacrifice your life for the people in the ministry. We sacrifice our husbands. That call can come any time of night or day, any time. Somebody just died. I'm in the hospital. I mean, it just never stops. And we just sit back and we allow the people to become a daily part of our lives. I don't know a day in the life of being a pastor's wife for 12 years that there's not been someone on our phone several times a day with their issues or their concerns, or I need to talk to the pastor, or what should I do about this? And so your life is consumed with that. And so then you're no longer the first lady, and everything just comes to a screeching halt. The phone calls stop. And unfortunately, a lot of times, you don't even get calls from the people that you raised, your babies that you raised in the ministry. It's like you never existed. And the consideration of, are you okay? And I know it's got to be hard on you. But the office of First Lady, that we affectionately call it, I still haven't found the official title to that or where it came from. But, you know, the office of the First Lady that we hold is also very powerful. We were at a church last night, and this man of God was prophesying to my husband. Then he looked at me and said, are you his wife? And he said, God said that you wake up in the middle of the night and pray for him, and you intercede for him, and you see things, and you know, and that's what we do, because we're part of that man of God, and that ministry. And so now, everything is taken away, or we walk away. Whatever the reason is, we're no longer there. So what now do you do with your whole life that you spend dedicating it to the ministry? I've only been in it going on 13 years now. But, Lady Susan, you were
only
in it for 20 years.
Yes, right.
Such a
you just said only. I was like, only? Really? Did you just say only?
Compared
wow.
to the seeds that you sowed for over 20 years.
Mm.
And last week you said to us when I asked, you know, how do you feel when you leave? And there were a lot of emotions that started to creep up within yourself that were unexpected. And just talking about it, it's a very emotional topic. And there's some areas that, well, we don't know what to do with them. We kind of tuck them away. And God allows us to kind of forget some things until it's time. And so when you open up that area in your life that was closed off for some time, it starts to bring back memories of good and bad stuff. But most often it's the bad stuff. So when we ended, you were on an emotional high last week. So let's start there again, because I like that fact that emotion showed up. And let's address it.
Okay.
Some of the things that you said was, you know, you kind of go through a little depression, because then you deal with the depression by removing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You left the city, you left everything, and you left everybody. And it's like the suffering of a miscarriage, because there were some things that were supposed to come for. That baby was supposed to come to fruition, and it did not, and it was aborted prematurely. So how do you feel this week? You've had a little time to marinate and pull yourself together emotionally. How do you feel this week?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I feel fine. I think I did kind of go through a little bit on that. It's because, again, it's not even a, like a, having an abortion. It's like you go to court, and as a matter of fact, I have a young lady here at my office that I actually am working with. You give birth to the child, and you go to court because the person, the two of you have made a decision to dissolve the marriage or to separate, and the issue is, who do the children go to? And I see the anguish that she goes through because the judge decided to give her child to the man. And me never having given birth to my own children, but loving my stepbabies, they're not my babies that God put in my hands, my children in my home, but also the children in the church and those that I gather around the world. But because they were with him first, how you have to you have to be the one to walk away. And I think about that portion, and it's very, very painful. And the pain part comes because I can't see who's taking care of my children. I can't see who has their hand on my children. I don't know their day-to-day. They contact me. That's the good thing. They contact me when there's problems, when they need answers, which I love, or if they're not feeling good. I mean, that it's there. But the fact of a mother with the children being raised in the home is a big difference. I remember recently, even my son, we talked about my son that's just like me, that followed me here. And I remember a while back he said something to me that if I had not known where he was coming from and if I did not know his heart, it would have broke my spirit. And I say that because I know his heart. I know he didn't mean what he was saying. He meant what he said, but it wasn't what it sounded like. But he said to me, you're looking unstable. And I said, tell me why you say that. And he said, because when I look at you and who I know you to be, I don't see her all the time. She's flickered. There's flickering pieces of that now. And he says, I look at you and I wonder, you know, any day now, are you going to blow? Will you have a reaction? Will you something? And I explained to him, I can't have a reaction. It's just like the issue when Dad had with the court, and everybody went against me, wanting me to fall apart and cry. I said I could not cry during that time. Because if a mother breaks, then the whole foundation crumbles when you're already in a situation of stress. So he kept asking me, are you okay? And then for him to say that, he left, I broke. And I broke, before he left, I said to you, I may look unstable. I said, you know what, in all honesty, I am. Everything that I knew and gave up, from my career to my finances to my life, to raise you children, my children, and raise, become a part of a ministry and give up my life. Yes, I am unstable because my ground is shaking under my feet. When there's an earthquake under your feet and a separation of the land, what do you do? And I said to him, the only thing I know to do when God moved me from Ohio, put me in Las Vegas, and put me into the building that I was in. Many people don't know. No, you don't even know. I was on food stamps. I was living in a senior building. God gave me my apartment. When he gave, because he told me to leave everything. When I went into that senior building, I knew it was God. I drove past it, and I was driving. He said, stop here. They charged me $25 for the first month. $25. $25 to move in. $25 for the third month,
that was
and 20, for 5 months, I paid $25 a month. Nobody knew, and nobody saw me sweat. I didn't have a car. I didn't have anything. But I tell you, he hid me in a rock, and the seniors that were around me, or people that were over 20, over 60, over 55, because I'm 60, those people took care of me, and I knew that it was God that had hid me in a rock. You were there at the place. I had family members come by and stretch their arms out and say, I can touch both walls. You know, just, and they don't know that was hurting to hear that. But then I realized what God was doing. Yeah, you can touch both walls with your arms stretched out, but God can do it even better. He can stretch his arms in every single room. Yes, it was small, but you know what? I knew that I was covered, and now I'm in my recovery period.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I went from no car to a Honda. You know, you were there. That I shouldn't have been able to get because everything, my taxes are always taken care of, but my finances were in shambles. And I went from that no car to Honda. I went from no home, living in nobody even knew, from hotel to hotel. I lived with my family for a while, and then I had to move. So I went from hotel to hotel. You never knew where I would be, but I knew what God was doing. He was shifting and moving me, hiding me. He wasn't going to let Satan put his hands on me. And from there, God gave me the apartment, $25 a month for 5 months. I went, and then I ended up with a car. How can you pay for a car? How can you go from nothing to this little bit? And he supplied every single need. Then from there,
he told me to pack. God
yeah.
did it. Yeah.
Yeah. He told me to pack, you know. Everybody was asking me, where are you going? I don't know where I'm going. I'm just doing what he said, pack. But before I packed, he told me I had had problems with the car, you know. And I took the car to a friend to look at the engine and everything on the car. And she said, how much are you paying for that car? And I told her, she looked at me and she said, really? So she said, let's take a ride in the cars on the lot where she is. She said, how do you like this car? So now I am driving a 2010 Mercedes, paying $30 less than what I was paying on a Honda. I'm paying $100 less on car insurance. You know, and God just moved me into my own condominium, really. So for those that don't understand, the divorce, the walking away, do what he says do, and all else will be what it is. So am I?
So you had a Joseph experience. You went from the
pit. Oh my God, I love
prison,
it. Yay.
From the prison to
don't
the
make
pit
me holler.
To the palace.
Don't make me holler. Don't make
and
me
it
holler.
Was for your good, but it was for God's glory. My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Yes.
My
yes.
God. And there are so many first ladies that are broken and uncertain because oftentimes you give up so much for the ministry and for the man of God. And so the things that you were prior to the marriage and the things that you did prior to in your profession, you give that up for the ministry. I was myself thriving in my own right before I married Pastor Tony Howard. And when we got together, he asked me to stop working and come with come full time with him and with the ministry. And I said, no, I'm not gonna do that because I wasn't that kind of woman. You know, I can take care of you. Well, that's what women want to hear. A man that says, let me sit you down and just treat you like a queen. But that wasn't my thing. And I told him, I appreciate you wanting to take care of me, but I'm self-sufficient, and I that's not how I roll. Now, I did give up my job, become full-time in the ministry for a few years, and I went to work, and then I came back into the ministry. However, what would you say to women who do that? Because you made the sacrifices and gave up your profession, a very, very, very lucrative, high-rolling profession for the ministry.
Yeah.
Would you suggest that to women who are just fresh into going into the ministry and fresh into marrying a pastor? Would you suggest they give up their world that they had before him? I would say there may be some things that have to be sacrificed, but everything for the ministry?
Well, you know, I'll say this. When God introduced me to the man, and I say this to all women, whatever you're doing, God wants to use that talent and bring it into the church. Now, he'll clean it up and refine it. I went through the same thing, too, that I was given ultimatums. I was making six figures, easy, not even working every day. But bottom line being, But bottom line being, I don't agree to giving up your career. I don't because,
okay.
because I now when you move now the type of career I had, I can live anywhere. I was able to, I still am able to live anywhere. I can set my own
mm-hmm.
schedule. I can say yes or no to a booking. That whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and God is reestablishing even that. Just letting you know, I'll be singing in Chicago the 4th of July weekend. Then I'm in Atlanta after that. But anyway, hello. Bottom line is, that's when you know it's God too. When it starts, because God said, "I'm gonna give you everything back that the canker worm has stolen," and He does that. But so
yes.
far, so you just the question you ask.
And double.
Exactly. I don't. Okay. Just from what I've been through, I do not agree with giving up your career. I don't agree to it because it depends on what it is, too, and what field you're in. Will it work that when you marry and you move to where your husband is, will it still be able that you'll be able to be home and suffice your home but still do your career? In my field, I was able to do that. Again, I've always been self-employed. I don't agree that you should give up your whole career. Again, I said I was given ultimatums is the reason I gave up mine. And looking at the children versus making money and everybody in trauma, I did give that up. Would I do it
yeah.
again? Read my lips. Never. God has given it back to me. Never, ever.
Wow.
Because He gave it to me for a reason. I think about the career.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows, I worked in entertainment. I'm a model. And modeled as a small model. I am now large size. I make more money as a small. I made more money as a large size than I did as a small. My singing,
uh-huh.
as I said, I made six figures easy, and I didn't work hard every day. I didn't even work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that should have been a sign that
and
I should have paid attention to.
And you traveled all over the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, no, I don't agree. I don't agree. I agree that you can give up that job, give your job that you own at least 3 weeks to 2 to 3 weeks notice if you're on a mainstream job. And then you make sure before you leave and before you put in your notice that you have you another job set up so that when you leave
yes.
the location that you are, unless God tells you not to, prepare.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing we talked about on our show, in preparation of. That didn't even have in preparation
mm-hmm.
of this, that, the other. You're in preparation for whatever the shift and the movement is. So I say again, if you're in mainstream, prepare. Get your resume together, send them out. Have you a job when you get to the location. Then give the job
yeah.
you're on 2 to 3 weeks notice to give them preparation to replace you and you train someone. That's what my answer is to that. And I'm standing on it. God has shown me. And again, like I said, He's given me back, even back to me when I was 16 years old. I'm getting ready to go back in August.
Wow.
If you'd like to join me, you're welcome. I am being
Where
acknowledged
going?
For being. We're going to Atlanta. They're doing the Ebony Fashion Fair from 1955, the year I was born, to the year
to
up to now. I was the youngest and still am the youngest girl that was ever in the Ebony Fashion Fair, and I am. They're doing the alumni. I will be singing there, and Petrina, my niece, was also in the show years after me. She is giving, we're both doing a speaking, that we're speaking as well.
Oh.
And I'll send you the information if you'd like to join us. But God has taken me back
That's
to the age
wonderful.
Of 16 and given
My
me, He's
God.
Bringing everything
Woo.
Forward. Hallelujah.
Mm,
He's bringing everything
my God.
Forward. So
my
that,
God.
To answer your final question, because again, we're getting into our timing. We have a minute left. We have 90 seconds left. I don't agree to giving up your job and your career and your life. And the thing that I used to hear in my marriage is you have to die. Okay, I die
yeah.
now,
yeah.
and I have resurrected.
You're the only one dying.
but the bottom line being is even Jesus died. He went to hell and took the keys and then went
but
sat by the
up.
Father. So I'm going to sit by the Father because I got the keys back. So that's my
that's
answer.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, Lady Susie, this has been a phenomenal, awesome show. I know that you are
my God,
serious and you being the sacrifice for women who are in the corner now, twiddling their thumbs and depressed, wondering, what do I do now? You
uh-huh.
have shown them that you can get back up again and get back up strong and have a strong finish and do it well. And that God can
yes,
restore. Because I've seen you blossom and flourish in the last year, and it's so phenomenal that I thank you so much for this time. And
well,
thank
I
you
thank
so much
you
for your
well.
Truth and being transparent. And we love you so much. And I'm just looking forward to greater, because greater is coming.
Amen. Thank you. I accept that. That is not a challenge. That is already done. I'm going to let you close out. This is First Lady's Blog Talk. You close it out. Hallelujah.
We're looking forward to this Friday when our own Dr. Phil will be with us. That's First Lady. She's the First Lady, Judith Hilton. Can't wait to pose some of these questions to her. But First Lady Judith Hilton, she's written a book. She's authored the book, The Faith of a Pastor's Wife. She'll be with us this Friday. So call in at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with your questions. And we want to thank our sponsors, which is Hands of Comfort Foundation. And this is the foundation that was birthed out of a trauma. And so anything that's traumatic to you, be it the death of a loved one, a tragic situation in your life, you can give them a call. And it's a 24-hour live line. And that phone number, Lady Susie, is
702-683-6373. Again, the number is 702-683-6373.
And also, Destined for Glory World Outreach, where the pastor is, Pastor Tony Howard. And that's 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. Come and join us every Sunday at 11 o'clock, and Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. We look forward to seeing you again on Friday. It's been an amazing day. Go out and do something special for yourself. And Lady Susie, just keep on stepping, baby. You're looking good.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Join us. As you see, we are open book. We're transparent. A matter of fact, we have to wipe some of the smudges off occasionally. But thank you for joining us. We look forward to you every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. So now we say, see you on Friday, Lady Kathy. You know you smack me down again. I love you. I'll talk to you later. God bless.
Love you. Bye-bye.